In wrapping up the day's top business news, we look at a report showing the expenditure of international visitors. According to the MasterCard Global Destination Cities Index, Johannesburg is where such visitors spend the most. Head of Market Development at MasterCard South Africa, Anton van der Merwe, joins us on the line now. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Anton, what makes Johannesburg the city where international visitors spend the most?
Yeah, I think from an African perspective, it's just its proximity and closeness to the neighboring markets makes it a great shopping destination. So we see that most of the visitors that do come to Johannesburg come for shopping. So I think it's just the neighboring countries as a feeder base for Johannesburg makes it attractive.
Overall, is South Africa doing well where attracting such visitors is concerned?
Yeah, it's fantastic news for South Africa because in the top 13 cities for Africa, you've got Johannesburg, Cape Town and Durban in the top 13. Johannesburg first, followed by Cape Town and then Durban in sixth place. And between the three of them, they account for something like 60% of all visitors to African cities. So it's a great story for South Africa. It shows that that we've got a lot to offer in terms of the three different cities. They all have a different mix in terms of the feeder countries that feed visitors to them. Cape Town is more sort of your long-haul European and the Americas, whereas Joburg, as I said, is more your surrounding countries and your neighboring countries that feed into it. And then Durban is very much a mix of neighboring and then also a mix of long-haul visitors that do visit Durban.
We see that that Mozambique tops South Africa as the desired choice of destination. Talk to us about that. We have some serious competition there.
Yeah, so if you look at the number of visitors from Mozambique and then followed by Zimbabwe to South Africa, when I spoke earlier of shopping being sort of the key reason why visitors are coming, within that shopping, you probably find a lot of visitors from neighboring countries come here. They shop probably to resell goods back in their home countries. And I think, look, the important thing is just, as I said earlier on, it's just the proximity. It's not a long drive or a long flight if you are coming from Mozambique and then obviously followed by Zimbabwe. So certainly from an economic perspective, it's fantastic news for Joburg.
Then Zimbabwe, Lesotho, Botswana and Swaziland also made the top five destinations. What are the numbers looking like there?
Yeah, so if you look at those different countries, the about a million visitors come from Zimbabwe. Lesotho about 500,000, Botswana about 315,000 and Swaziland about 215,000. So there's quite a gap between Lesotho and Zimbabwe. If you look at it in those numbers, it's about half and it drops off from there, halving each time. But still, if you look at those numbers, 200,000 to 500,000 visitors from fairly small countries and countries with small populations, that's still a very good proportion of visitors from those countries to Johannesburg. So, they're all good signs, all positive signs, and good for Johannesburg, I think, in terms of its future. So good news.
Speaking of South Africa, specifically Johannesburg, do we see this trend continuing over the next couple of years in terms of growth?
Yeah, so this is the fourth time that this research has been done and the survey has been conducted. And Johannesburg has maintained its position since the beginning at the top. But I think what's encouraging is that year on year, a 24% increase from 3.7 million visitors to the 4.6, kind of shows the trend up, and that's with a fairly high base. So 24% growth is great, even if it had to stabilize, and even decrease slightly in terms of the growth percentage. It's in the right direction and it's a positive sign.
Thank you so much for your time. Head of Market Development at MasterCard South Africa, Anton van der Merwe, discussing the expenditure of international visitors according to the MasterCard Global Destination Cities Index.